Good evening. Welcome to the Buck Stops Here. I'm Vishnu Shobham. The program tonight, students at Banaras Hindu University in the Prime Minister's constituency are seething with anger today after the horrific police attack on protesting students on Saturday. The protests were about how a woman was allegedly molested on campus by a group of men. And they were about how there is a clear, blatant gender discrimination on campus as well, by a system that apparently neither allows women to participate in political protests they wish to be a part of, nor allows them the same rights that men students apparently enjoy on campus. And we'll explain this to you. Today was also a day in which the police filed 1,000 FIRs against BHU students for arson and other charges. 1,000 FIRs against students. This must be some sort of record. On the show tonight, in a little while, the Vice-Chancellor of Banaras Hindu University will be joining us, as also students and political leaders, as we debate the BHU violence. Was this really about gender justice? And did it end up becoming more about political opportunism? We're very happy to have with us three young students of BHU. They're joining us now. And as you can see, they've got their faces covered. That's because they are worried. They are worried about coming to camera. They are worried about being identified. And that perhaps has a little bit to do with the culture in the university, which doesn't encourage them to come out and talk in this manner. We're also joined by Sandeep Mahapatra of the RSS. Thanks very much for being with us. Jahanvi Oja is the spokesperson of the ABVP. She's also a BHU alumni. And Ghanshyam Tiwari of the Samajwadi Party will be joining us as well. Let me come to the first student. When did the police attack on Saturday night? Why did they attack, do you believe? What were the students doing?
उस रात सबसे पहले तो सीधा सीधा नॉन वायलेंट प्रोटेस्ट चल रहा था उस दिन अचानक से कुछ अलग अलग हॉस्टल्स में अलग अलग टाइमिंग पे लाठी चार्ज कर दी गई पहले त्रिवेणी हॉस्टल में लाठी चार्ज किया गया उसके बाद फिर वीसी लॉज के पास लाठी चार्ज की गई फिर लंका गेट के पास लाठी रिचार्ज किया गया उसके बाद एमएमबी गेट पे लाठी चार्ज किया गया पहले तो बिल्कुल जो स्टूडेंट्स थे उनके तरफ से कोई वायलेंस नहीं था बस नारे लगाए जा रहे थे एडमिनिस्ट्रेशन को बुलाने की कोशिश की जा रही थी कि वो हमारी बात सुने बिल्कुल शांति का माहौल था उस समय अचानक से लाठी चार्ज कर दी गई है किसी कोई वार्निंग तक नहीं मिली थी कि ऐसा कुछ होने वाला है पीएससी के जवानों ने कोई वार्निंग नहीं दी और उसके बाद सबको बहुत पीटा गया है दौड़ा दौड़ा करके सबको पीटा गया है
व्हाई हैव यू चोजन टू कवर योर फेस टुडे हु आर यू स्केयर्ड ऑफ
सर यहाँ का एडमिनिस्ट्रेशन ऐसा है कि हमें इजाज़त नहीं देता कि हम आकर करके सामने बोले क्योंकि हमेशा से होता रहा है कि जो सामने आया है उसको एडमिनिस्ट्रेशन ने बाद में पर्सनली बुलाकर बहुत डांटा है बहुत बहुत उनकी अपमान किया गया है या बहुत पहले मूवमेंट्स में उन लोगों को सस्पेंड भी किया गया है इसीलिए हम लोग चाहते कि हमारी आइडेंटिटी रिवील ना की जाए इसलिए हम लोग फेस कवर करके आए हैं
कैन यू जस्ट पास द माइक्रोफोन टू द स्टूडेंट नेक्स्ट यू एंड जस्ट आस्क हर To give me one example of how there is gender discrimination on campus, is it true that women are not allowed to participate in political protests? Is that true? Just ask your colleague, your friend.
ये बताना है कि यहाँ पर gender discrimination है उसमें क्या political जो protest होता है उसमें हम लोग part कर सकते हैं कि नहीं कर सकते हैं?
Openly तो हम political कोई movement BHU में के अंदर allowed नहीं है लोग हाँ जुड़े हैं काफ़ी कुछ political ideologies और thoughts से पर वो एक personal level पे है कोई functioning student union या ऐसा कुछ नहीं है BHU के अंदर
Is it true that there are separate rules for men and for women that apparently you are not allowed as women to have non-vegetarian food on campus in your hostel whereas men can is that true?
Yes, it's true that there are different set of rules for both men and women. Men have different curfew times, women have different... In fact, men do not have a curfew time. The female students of different hostels have different curfew times. And about non-vegetarian food, no non-vegetarian food is cooked in our hostel mess. We are allowed to eat non-veg in our hostels. We can get it from outside and eat, but there's no non-veg food cooked in our hostels.
Is it true that men can eat non-vegetarian food?
Yes, their messes cook hostel. Non-vegetarian food. Their mess hostel provide them with non-vegetarian food.
I just want to go across to Jahanvi Oja. You've studied in this university. All of what they're saying is pretty shocking. There are different rules, it seems, on what they consume. I believe there are different rules on political protests as well. But if we talk about the political protests, isn't it very sad that women are not allowed to participate in the protests that they want to participate in?
Actually, political protests are not very common in the campus, in BHU campus at least. Political protests are only allowed outside the campus. So that's why whatever protest you are witnessing, it is outside the gate. The Singh Dwar, what we call as. So protests are allowed, but there is nothing like women cannot do it. What happened in this case was a brutal lathi charge and the administration's like effort to silence them. This was something done. But this is not true that women are not allowed to. First thing. Second thing, the curfew timing. I'm not going to defend this, but I'm just telling you the reason why it is that women are not allowed to roam around. Boys do have a curfew time of 8 o'clock in night. After that, they have to like find out different ways how to get in.
So basically, it's a safety issue, I'm sure, is what you're going to say.
It is because BHU is designed such that there are a lot of villages all around that. And land has been borrowed from the villages. So BHU cannot stop them, villages, to come in and go out. Like in JNU, we have to get a ticket to get in. If you are not from JNU, we have to get in.
And it's not possible on the campus, given the way it's built.
So it is for the security. I'm not going to defend it, definitely. But why it is, I'm just explaining this.
Wanted to go back to the student I was speaking to in Banaras. Are you satisfied by what the administration has now said? Do you feel safer on campus?
We don't feel safer on campus. Of course we don't.
What more would you like the administration to do?
First of all, the protest was organized to oppose and condemn the molestation act that happened. So we want the administration to take action against the culprits, also against the proctor board, because they did not act sincerely in this very incident. They kind of shamed, they victim shamed. The girl was asked to go back to her hostel, and that's it, and the culprits were left. So we want the administration to take action against that. Also, we want the camper to be safer. We want more. We want inclusion of female constables in the proctor board. There are no female security guards in the campus.
Okay.
Another thing, we want the introduction of GH Cash, that is a gender sensitization committee against sexual harassment, to deal with such cases. And we want the administration and the staff to introduce gender sensitization in the campus, yes.
Okay. Mr. Mahapatra, isn't it peculiar that you have one of India's foremost universities which has not been receptive till now on an issue like this, an issue so serious that students had to protest? Is this not some sort of a failing of the administration?
No, the way the students have been describing, it seems that the university administration did not act on time. Had they acted on time, maybe this fiasco could have been avoided. Number one is that. Number two is the way the police has tackled the entire episode. It is really reprehensible and condemnable. And therefore, there has to be a thorough investigation as to who has done this, and responsibility has to be fixed. Having said that, I just came to know that the Honorable Governor of UP has already set up a probe committee to be headed by the Chief Secretary. Insofar as the molestation incidents is concerned, apparently 3 FIRs have been filed. So one would only hope that the investigation reaches its logical conclusion and justice is given. But at the end of the day, yes, the kind of incidents that has happened in BHU is really worrisome. And therefore, it should not be politicized, and the solution has to be found.
Ghanshyam Tiwari, there is an allegation that this is being politicized. How would you respond to that?
Well, first and foremost, it's an issue where a sitting government is seen to be completely draconian and dysfunctional. The issue played out live in front of the Prime Minister during his visit when the Chief Minister was there. The Governor was there doing a lot of image building exercises, releasing projects with 1,000 crores. So it is as political as it can get. The institute, the university has been ranked number 3 across 20 parameters as per National Institute framework that this institution framework that this government came up with. Where does safety of these girls who are making simple demands fit in 20 parameters? It shows that the entire framework turns out to be a farce when 50% of girls feel unsafe on the campus. Look at their demands. It shows complete failure of leadership at BHU level. By the way, the vice chancellor of BHU is not an academic luminary. He's a RSS. He has 4 decades of career in RSS. Look at the things that he speaks about. The kind of things that you are asking the student, this is the kind of diktats he comes up with, that when a girl can go out, what the girl should eat, what the girl should think, whether she should be allowed a cyber library, she should not be allowed the cyber library. Why does the burden of character proof lie with the girl? Why should it not lie with those guys who they complained against that they stand in front of the women hostel?
Okay.
Okay,
let me get a reply from Jahanvi first before I come across to you. Go ahead with what you're saying. The character assassination of this woman who has suffered so much, that doesn't seem to be the focus anymore. It just seems to be a larger issue now.
I mean, I have been witnessing this change and deviation from the topic from the 9th February issue in JNU. I mean, at that time, lot of anti-national sloganings were done, but the issue was diverted towards what? Freedom of expression. Right now, what is happening in BHU is the issue is simple of women's safety in a campus. I mean, it is a basic right of a girl to be safe into campus. But what it is getting diverted to? It is getting diverted to the national politics. What he is saying, that character assassination, true. ABVP has demanded the whole proctorial board to resign on just one basis, that they asked the girl why you were out at night. And I'm very much happy that BHU girls have raised this issue.
But this question
is something which must be raised.
No, but I think the other
across
part of,
the university.
I think the other part of what he said that's not answered is that there is a certain value system in this university which seems to discriminate against women. Women are not, for example, allowed to wear shorts even in areas inside their own hostel areas where they're common food.
This is wrong.
There are students who've actually said this as well. Be that as it may, celebrating Valentine's Day is a Category A offense on this particular campus. No mobiles after 10, and these students also confirm non-vegetarian food isn't there for girls. It's bizarre, isn't it? When we are talking about gender discrimination, it's not just this one instance, as horrific as it may be. One has to look at it holistically.
Exactly. It has to be looked in a holistic manner. But my point is, whether these issues were there earlier or not, whether these are like recent issues of 2014, 2017 origin, or whether this has been there when the SP has also been ruling party.
Irrespective of whether it has been wrong. Why can't we just condemn?
I'm not justifying it at all.
Irrespective of which government or which political party.
As Jahanvi has already pointed out, ABAP has taken up these issues in BHU, not now, since March of 2017. And the prolonged agitation was going on as to why the girl students are not being provided the facilities they are supposed to be provided with. And coming to the SP spokesperson talking about women's rights and all that, I am reminded of an interview that was given by their leader, Akhilesh Yadav. And the interview was given to Wall Street Journal on 13th of June 2014 regarding the Badaun rape incident. And he was just helpless. He says, I have done this, I have done that. What more can I do?
So my point is the administration of the government is helpless when things like this happen.
No, that's what I'm saying. So let's not politicize this issue. Let's not make it another incident of 9th February or HCU or any other issue. Any other campus politics that happened, let's talk about the issue. Let's not bring about RSS. If you want to bring about RSS, let's debate about that. If you're talking about the VC being allegedly being an RSS person, that is not going to help you in any manner. Why are we talking about your government? What did you do? What did you do for five years? During your
One second, let Mr. Tiwari reply. Go ahead.
The VC prides himself as an RSS man. He says, I am here to instill a certain value system inspired by RSS, which curtails freedom of girls. The entire incident played out for an entire year. This is not one. The girls complained when this
sir,
was...
Sir, not
this,
here,
this
sir. Sir, okay. I'll come to you.
Let him finish his answer and then you take it.
Let me complete. The girls complained when this reached a stage where they could not bear it anymore. On 21st September, they sent a letter to the dean So you see a leadership failure at a systematic level. ABVP says that they raise this issue. Has there been a case where ABVP raises the issue and it's not responded?
Okay, let her respond to what you're saying.
Yes. I have been into Banaras from last 12 years, sir. Even when your party was into power, and I have never felt like that eve teasing is getting into from last 2 years. Definitely, sir, you were a failure too. So please don't get into this level that RSS and BJP and this and that. You were a complete failure. You were a complete failure. So don't come on to this level.
Speak what point to point. Has, it's not about BHU my bashing. You are sitting here to defend the indefensible. It's not about my bashing. It is a failure at all levels in the current leadership, be it political, the state and the academic, that has led to this incident. The poor girls are being brutally beaten up. Today there are cases against them. We saw visuals of them thrown out of the hostel. What more do you want? And is this a singular
this
incident?
This was the reason we are protesting, sir. We are protesting nationwide.
Why don't we also therefore focus somewhat, and I know the protests are being held by various student bodies, not just the ABVP, against the violence. But let's look at the violence. It's horrific. And not just the way the police tackled it, but today there are 1,000 FIRs against students. Is this some sort of a record? How bizarre is that?
See, the police has lodged the FIRs and no justification could be given about the number of FIRs, 1 or 1,000. Number one is that. My point is that rather than focusing on the issue is being sought to be diverted. Now the entire focus is, Mr. Tiwari has spoken about, you know, the day the Prime Minister visited. The counter to that would be, is there a design? Because the Prime Minister visited on a particular day, therefore there must have been a design. And there are reports to say that outsiders entered into the BHU campus.
That, frankly, sir, is one argument which I find difficult to believe.
No.
Who are these mysterious outsiders? The police have not identified anybody. Are you saying they're Samajwadi Party workers? Are they Congress workers?
That has to be investigated. BHU at the end of the day is an open campus. It is not like JNU.
Who are these mysterious outside anti-national
elements? That has to be investigated.
Who have been infiltrated?
Let an investigation be done.
No, but in the absence of an investigation, how can you say that?
No, that's what I'm saying.
But that Since is a huge this, assumption on your part.
No, I'm not assuming. I'm just answering
but then,
to Mr. Tiwari.
Who is responsible?
No, no. I'm
who
only
are these
answering,
people?
I'm only answering to Mr. Tiwari, who says that the day the Prime Minister visited, and therefore the counter could be that maybe it was foiled
no,
by some outsiders.
The
so therefore, let's not go into that territory.
Mr. Tiwari, would you like to
Vice
answer?
Chancellor is
Were your political workers of the Samajwadi Party on campus making a bad situation even worse? That seems to be the allegation.
Well, that's a farce. Did Samajwadi Party appoint this man who's not known for his administrative and academic standing as vice chancellor? Did we tell this man to instill RSS values of curtailing freedom of women? Did we tell this man to not
again,
go to
going
the,
back to
these
RSS
girls
talk
when they
about
were protesting?
Specific issues.
Can I ask all of you to just wait for one moment? I just want to go across to the last student we have over there in Banaras. And I just want to ask one question to you over there. When you talk about gender justice on your campus, is it only about this particular incident when a student was molested, or do you want gender justice from the university administration on every single issue?
जी जी बिल्कुल हम बिल्कुल सारे issues पे चाहते हैं कि gender justice और equality हो केवल इस incident की बात नहीं है हम सारे issues पे चाहते हैं.
Okay, we leave it over there. I'd like to wrap up this particular debate. So my first question to you, in as unfortunate as the police action on the students is, why did it all have to come down to that? Why did the university not take the students' complaints seriously in the first place?
I think facts are not update. The very complaint made by the student was taken into account, and this issue was resolved in the midnight of 21st September.
Why have the protests then taken place?
You can understand that this incident was unfortunate, and as Vice Chancellor, I am pained. But you can understand that the demands made by students are not so serious that university is not in a position to fulfill. All the demands made by students have already been taken into account and process is going on. But this issue was also resolved. But this protest was well organized.
Who organized?
This protest was well organized by outsiders.
Who are these outsiders, sir? This is the
I think you can understand that. Just let me complete. You can understand that there is a mindset, there is an approach to disturb institutions of higher learning. JNU is an example. Delhi University is another example. Hyderabad, you can understand that yet is another example. So efforts have been made to disturb BHU campus throughout my tenure.
Who has made
but
this effort,
I am
sir?
Proud of my students.
Sir, who has made this effort?
These efforts could not succeed.
Who has made
even
this effort,
time
sir?
Also.
Why don't you name these elements? Are you saying Congress? Are you saying Samajwadi Party? Who are these people?
You know these institutions are centers for man making, institutions for making the future of future generations.
Who are the outside elements
think,
who have caused
through
these
you,
protests?
I request.
Sir, you are not answering the question. Who are
you
the
know,
outside
people
forces
are
which
there.
Have caused
people,
this?
People are there. I am not a politician, I am a teacher. I am of the opinion that institutions should not be made platforms for practicing politics and serve ulterior motives.
Let me ask you another question since
complete,
you clearly don't want to...
Your people will...
You don't want to answer this particular
first,
thing.
Let me answer your first question.
You've not your, answered it, sir. I've been asking you repeatedly.
You depute your own persons. Okay?
Okay. Sir, let me ask you this.
Question?
When it comes to gender discrimination on campus, there is obviously gender discrimination associated with a molestation case or allegations of molestation. But what about those students who say that women students on your campus are treated differently from men students? How do you respond to those students who say that women students on your campus are treated differently?
This is a baseless argument.
Is it
Can
true?
You substantiate it?
Then why are students saying, for example, that
no, it is
those
not true.
Who...
It is not true.
Sir, why do students say that women are not allowed to have non-vegetarian food in the mess or in their canteen, in their hostels, whereas men are allowed?
Number one, university doesn't decide the course of meal. Let me complete. University does not decide the course of meal. It is to be decided by the members of the mess. So it is wrong that university has made a discrimination with regard to food. Number two, so far as the Wi-Fi is concerned,
mess,
you can
sir?
Verify the fact that
sir, they study.
They decide the course
so,
of
right.
meal.
So
not
will
the
you
university.
Therefore condemn the members of the mess for deciding that women will eat only vegetarian food and will not
Why
eat
should I condemn?
Food?
Why should I condemn? Why should I condemn?
Right. So you believe that
no,
women and men should
there.
Eat different issues.
They can eat. They can eat. They
in the canteen, in the mess,
no,
sir, that
no,
is what
this
I'm talking
this is
about.
A false allegation.
Well, the students say, sir, the other point...
I am saying, please listen to me.
Yes.
Show me the decision, show me the direction, show me the order where non-veg food is not allowed. Can
sir,
you show me an order?
Sir,
can you show me a notification?
We have had students
no.
across channels, your own students, who are now so scared of coming and because of you, they're so scared of the administration that they covered their faces, saying that this is one point. There is another point as well. Women are not encouraged to be a part of political protests that they choose to be a part of. That is the other allegation, sir. How do you respond?
Actually, we educate democratic principles. We educate democratic values. But universities are not platforms for practicing politics for different parties. Political agenda is to be pursued.
Sir, did these students who were holding protests on molestation charges have a political agenda?
They were
agenda?
Allowed. It is wrong to say that it was a case of molestation. It was a simple case of eve-teasing, number one. Number two, they were allowed to protest.
Sir, is
but
eve-teasing,
they can never be allowed
sir, is eve-teasing
to throw
a small
bombs.
Thing, sir?
Just a minute. Allow me. Just a minute. They were allowed to have protest. They were allowed to have organized dharna. But they can never be allowed to throw bombs.
They can never be allowed to destroy university property. They can never be allowed to disturb law and order of the campus.
You said that it was not a case of molestation, it was a case of eve teasing. Is eve teasing not a significant issue for you to look at?
Of course. That I met that student. I met that student. And he too is criticizing this protest. She said to me that my simple issue was security concern. But okay. This has been politicized. This has been said
all
by
right.
The
well, sir, himself. Let's see who, I mean, the interpretation I of met who the, is politicizing I met, what met is, the girls. Is open over there. But thank you so much for speaking to us. We're completely out of time.